الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. There's a funeral after a tent. My nephew passed away. Make dua also. Misalis sawab also, inshallah, for all our marhumi. Then the program will carry on the ashar in the program, inshallah. We are in the month of Safar, the month after Muharram, and the month, 3 months of Ashur-e-Hurum have just passed now. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and Rajab, the other month that is later, or earlier in another sense. So, having passed these months, and these are sacred months, and one aspect that what is directed to us is that the reward of good deeds in these months are multiplied very greatly. The sawabs are multiplied, and we have to be careful. The sins committed in this month are also multiplied. So we have to be very careful also, and it's an opportunity that we can acquire a lot. Like, for example, a businessman, retailer in December is very busy, so he's earning a lot also. But crooks are also very alert. They might rob him of everything also. They also know these are the times when there is more money just floating around. So they also are alert. So Shaitan also knows that in these months, people are acquiring more, so he also wants to rob us of everything. So we should be very careful of Shaitan that he does not rob us. And he robs us in various ways, in such a way that we are not even aware. For example, a person in the month of Ramadan, when we are acquiring even more, the rewards of the month of Ramadan are so great. And after Taraweeh, many people go out, and outside they gather. There may be a kitab reading taking place, some program taking place. For that, they say, we haven't got time, we have to go to work early, we can't sit. But outside, the Pavement Panchayat Club, the PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club, for that day they got time, and much more time also. And there Shaitan wholesale robs them. Whatever we have acquired, in fact, more than that also. He puts us into a very great deficit. Shaitan robs us. So during these months also, the month of Muharram, for example, which has just passed, every day's roza is equal to 1 month roza. So much a person, and alhamdulillah, perhaps all of us, Allah give us tawfiq, at least the 9th and 10th, 10th and 11th, we keep roza, and that roza has even got more virtues. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So when a person passes these months like this, then we should be also conscious that now a great occasion is gone. It's gone from our hands. When we could have earned so much, now that opportunity is gone. And no matter how much we earned also, it's not enough also. Like the famous little parable that a group of people who were walking and traveling, and they got lost at night. And they came into a jungle which they did not know, very, very dangerous jungle. But they carried on walking, they were unaware, and they came across a place where there were shining stones. So some of them thought, let us pick up some beautiful stones like this. Some picked up 2, 3, otherwise 5, 10, 15, 20. And others said, we're not going to pick up. We are lost also, we got our baggage to carry, and we still pick up stones also. More weight. So they didn't pick up at all. They carried on walking. In the morning they came out at the village, little village, and they explained to those people. Those people said, those are the most precious diamonds in the world. And nuggets just lying on top. You don't even have to dig, you just pick them up. But nobody will ever dare go there. Very dangerous jungle. Wild animals, crooks and thieves who are also of that caliber, who they live there and they just kill at random, cannibals, man-eaters, so nobody ever dares go there. But you people didn't know and you came out safely. Allah shan in Qudrat, nothing happened to you. So those who picked up 5, 10, 20 stones also, they also will not be happy. They are scared, we should have picked up much more. And those who didn't pick up at all, how sorrowful will they be? So like that, this dunya is that place, like that jungle. and here are worse animals in this world, and worse cannibals in this world. Jinn and ins of shayateen, who are always all the temptations, and we all know, like what is on the cell phone today, and how many people want to get rid of it, but they just can't. They just get involved again. And even those who are not going on any haram sites, anything, but the time it's consuming. So much of time. And on the other hand, one subhanAllah, what is the value of it? So all this, so there are a lot of, and all other evils from all sides that there are. So much of evils and so much of fears in this dunya. Allah made it, we pass through. But otherwise a person thinks, like my nephew, young man, passed away suddenly, heart attack. Anyone can be 45, 50 and anything, or younger people also we have all the time. So there are all these things. There are such illnesses also. People come in what financial problems also. People come in what domestic problems also. What and what, so many. So all this thing in this world is carrying on. In this year, passing through, those who keep their eyes down, not looking at la tamuddanna aynayka ila ma matta'na bi, not only at haram, woman, etc., but even what Allah gave the other people, let them have what they have got. But my eyes are down and I'm seeing the diamond. And these are more easier than nuggets to pick up. For that nuggets also you still have to bend down to say one subhanallah, what does it take? To make one good niyat, what does it take? That person in the Bani Israel, when there were droughts, and he made this niyat, Ya Allah, if these mountains here were wheat, I should have taken it and distributed it amongst the poor people. Allah informed him through the Nabi of the time, you got that sawab already. And now to go in so much of wheat, even just to go and distribute it, even if you got it to go and distribute it, it's a job. But just to make that niyat, what worked? And here is the opportunity. The 60, 70 years of our life that we have got now is to make our akhirat. So if we keep our eyes on, gazes on those things, and we try and pick up and collect as much as we can, when we'll come out, so to say, in the city, and that will be the city of the day of Qiyamah. Not with 10 billion people, not with 20 billion people, all the people from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, till the end of times. How many people? And there we will realize the value. So no matter how much anyone picks up, he will be also still said, I could have picked up more. And those who didn't pick up, or those of us who picked up actual stones, just pure stones, gunas we picked up. And we are loaded with gunas and we come out there on the day of Qiyamah. Allah protect us. So these are those occasions when we can just score and we can gain so greatly. So at least one thing, we should have that little bit of sorrow that now these opportunities are gone. Unfortunately, we are gone to the other extreme, to this extent, which is all of us, that condition. Ramzan, for example, comes to an end. We are very eager the moon must be sighted on the 29th, that the month must come to an end. We'll try everything. When we want to start with our witr namaz, for example, we will say, just find out whether the moon has been confirmed, now the moon has been sighted or not. So we are eager and we get happy now Ramzan is over. Whereas the righteous and the pious, they become sad and they cry that now this month is gone. So much so, ulama have written that the righteous and the pious, up to 6 months, they cry that the month of Ramadan is gone and we couldn't do what we had to do. They did everything. One buzurg said, if you are informed that now your maut is going to come, Qiyamah is going to come now, what will you do at this time? He said, I got nothing more. My whole time is filled already. Like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali also, he did not have any special ma'amulat for Ramadan. His whole year was Ramadan. Whole year was like that. The time was filled with it. So there wasn't more time to fill more things. So they lived a life and they are sorrowful. And we are happy that Ramzan is gone now. No more now getting up for Siri, no long 20 rakats Taraweeh, no all this year. Allah forgive us. And so we should try and develop this value of these times. Dunya thinks we know value. Sports people, how they will sacrifice for their sports. politicians for their occasions of elections, what then, what won't they sacrifice? And everyone, politicians don't worry, people can spit in their face or anything, but they want to do their mission. They want votes, that is all. Business people in their period, which is their occasion, everyone. So we at least for our dini occasion. So that this month has passed, we should feel that sorrow at least. Now we still will try and do inshallah what Allah give us tawfiq, but we're not going to get that returns which was in the month of Ramadan. And we're still going to save ourselves from gunas, but now in the month of Muharram, this auspicious occasion, that was the time to save ourselves more, that now it becomes easy for us to save ourselves from all gunas. So one thing that we should try and develop in this, in us also, we come from majlis here, some brothers come from so far, we all brothers making what sacrifices. At the same time, we should think, not like a duty we have to come, but that it is a favor of Allah, that we'll be listening to the ashar, the bayans of our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayh, and these agree. Whenever we go for our five times namaz also, ladies going to the musalla, now going to make wudu, going on the musalla, just think this light, and what a great thought and what a great ibadah, that Ya Allah, your favor upon us, you made namaz faraz for us. We shouldn't take it like a burden, that is out of the question. We shouldn't take it even as a duty, it's our duty. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, and namaz has been made faraz on you, it's our duty. But it's a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And what a great gift. Just like we were listening in the kitab now, and the huruf e muqatta'at, the words before about 29 surahs have got, like alif lam mim, etc. So those are, some of the ulama have written that those are words which only Allah knows the meaning. And other ulama have written that Allah opens these meanings to whom He wants to. And these, what can diamonds compare with them? And the diamonds, the more cuts it has got, the more beauty. You turn it this way, you see it's got what great beauty. Turn it another way, what great beauty. These words, when Allah opens, such uloom open on these people, that this dunya means nothing to them. Everything of the dunya means absolutely nothing. So great they are. And those who strive in this way, Allah starts opening on them. Like that, namaz is also a great gift. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, namaz is the coolness of my eyes. And he should enjoy going in namaz. Any little problem, wind blows a little stronger, gone into namaz. Any problem comes, gone into namaz. And we a little problem, our faraz also get left out. Just this little problem, that little problem, our faraz are gone out of place also. So Allah Ta'ala, give us this tawfiq that we understand, and every command of Allah, the more greater the faraz is, the more greater ni'mat of Allah. The greatest faraz is iman, la ilaha illallah. And if we just think this also, when we make our dhikr, we should make this little muraqabah, that la ilaha illallah has taken us out from idol worship. Imagine, Allah says, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, only those people can really appreciate the ni'mat of Islam who were in jahiliyat. That what they were doing in the days of jahiliyat, now we came out of that. A person who got good eyes, he seldom will make shukr. But a person whose eyes were a problem, and now Allah restored his eyes again, that person will appreciate that ni'mat even more. A person who was crippled, anything. And we walking naturally, we hardly ever think of making shukr. We don't think of it as a ni'mat. But that person who he was crippled or anything, and now Allah cured him. And then he's so happy all the time. So this is that Allah tabaraka ta'ala, like Maulana mentioned that one incident, the father's son traveling in a train. And the young boy says, oh, look at the cows there, look at the dams there, look at the water, look at the meadows. So the other people sitting, what's wrong with this boy? He says, you better take him to a doctor to check him. He said, I just came from the doctor. He was blind, he couldn't see. Now, the first time in his life, he's seeing. So if we understand these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, so one is every duty we make in tilawat, Ya Allah, you gave me Quran. And I'm so filthy, dirty, where can I be touching Quran Sharif? And you, ye tawaf tere ghar ka, कहां मैं और कहां ये तवाफ तेरे घर का वे मी एंड द तवाफ ऑफ योर हाउस. So these are great, great ni'mats of Allah, and we should acknowledge it from Allah. And then more than that, that Ya Allah, you've chosen me and given me the sa'adat, this great honor that I'm coming to your house. While walking, I'm walking to the house of Allah. This is not a small thing, it's a very, very great thing. And all the fazail that if we make wudu at home, and now we are going for namaz, like we put on ihram and we are going for ihram at home and we are going for hajj, 5 times a day we can get this sawab. We make our wudu, that's also a great ni'mat of Allah, wudu. And we made our wudu properly, then the 7 doors of Jannat open, the 8 doors of Jannat open for that person. And it is said you can enter from whichever door you want to. We read just Bismillah before wudu, the du'as which come, sunnah du'as. And then on that, as long as our wudu stays, malaika are making du'as for us. And we wash our limbs. We shouldn't take wudu also as a burden. Some people, they say also, they feel that if wuzu wasn't for us, more people should make namaz. Hey, no, wuzu is also a great ni'mat of Allah. And with the drops and the last drop, the gunas are just all falling out. Hey, minus them. But look at Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. He should see Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He should see the gunas falling, all the big gunas also falling out as you are. But we should make tawbah from our major sins. So these are all ni'mats. And that, Ya Allah, you gave me the sa'adat for all this ibadat. It is your great favors upon me. So the month of Muharram is gone. We should now feel a weighty in anticipation. Ulama have written, the great buzurgs, 6 months after Ramadan, they used to cry that Ramadan has left us. And the next 6 months, they should now look in anticipation for the next Ramadan. That we will do more ibadat, we will fulfill the rites of the next Ramadan properly. And for us, our namaz is also. We did our fajr, Allah accept from all, give us all tawfiq. But my next zuhr, I must make it more better. That again, I'm getting the honor to be in the presence of Allah. In this world, just to arrange a meeting with even ordinary people, today with friends also. I want to meet you, I'm going out this time, that time, no, I'll be busy that time. With ordinary people, then with people higher up, difficult to get a meeting. Allah He's not ready to meet us any time, but He has made it for us to come. And He said, you come to my house to meet me. So these are great, great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Also at the same time, we should be afraid that shaitan is our thief, is the greatest thief. Nafs and shaitan are our arch enemies and they want to destroy us. So Allah ta'ala says, Udkhulu, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. And we have to, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. At this time, what is directed towards us, that this month of Safar is regarded with a lot of superstition in this month. Lot of things which people, there is no bad luck in this month whatsoever. But there are people who feel that there is bad luck in this month. And they prescribe from their own sources, whatever, that you have to give certain amount of sadaqah. You have to give half a loaf bread, you have to give so much calico. Where all these things come from? And very sadly, this is like from the old ladies in the family. And this is their understanding of piety. That they warn everyone, the month of Safar has come. It's very hard on the men folk. Lot of troubles come on the men folk during this month. We must give the sadaqah. And the poor children, they think this is now something like wahi. And that we have to do all this. So all the superstition, you don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. We have to follow, and these are all pagan beliefs that came from before. Before Islam, already the month of Safar was associated by the people of the kuffar, the non-believers, that there is a lot of bad luck in this month, that there are things which are bad luck and all hardships coming this month. Don't get married in this month. Wedding won't work out. Or don't go on a journey in this month. These are all things. We must take it out completely. And we have to see clearly. And Allahu Akbar. Allah send us to a Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah gave us the Quran through Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which has made kufr and shirk, tawheed and shirk, iman and kufr, made it very clear. And all the things are very clear. Today many of us, we say we are confused. Really there is no reason to be confused. Eh? And we make it shaitan again. He says the ulama have got ikhtilaf, and so what must we do? The directions are so clear for everyone that nobody has to be worried about all this. What is directed to us, we have to do that. So anyway, the superstition. And in this process, going to all types of people, going to amils and amils, there are fake amils, there are genuine amils also. And to distinguish has become extremely difficult also. And in any case, Allah Ta'ala has given our protection in the Quran Sharif. Ayatul Kursi is there. And then the four quls are there, especially the two quls at the end. What great protection. And the Quran Sharif, whether it is jinn effect on a person, whether it is jadu, or whether it is even the jealousy of people, somebody's baddua also, Allah gave us all our protection. And the greatest protection is to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained, and from this example we can understand everything else also, that his Hazrat says that Allah is so merciful to us that He made the looking of at haram, He made that haram. This is a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Because if a person, and sometimes little bit, we should just think, just by the look, then the thought come more. And from the thought, you plan more. And from that plan, it goes more and more and more. And what destruction comes to a person. Eh? And then there are worse things that happen after that. And your life of dunya also is destroyed. Life of akhirat, all that Allah cut out, just right at the root. So kind is Allah Ta'ala. So like that, all the superstition also. People, when they go to amils, they don't get anything, satisfaction there. Then, unfortunately, people go to fortune tellers, go to soothsayers, go to witch doctors, go to sangomas, go to takaloshis. Our people, the reports, the people go all to these places. Then you sell your iman also in the process. And women lose their izzat also in the process. And all this just because we, from the root, if we have this tawheed, yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. So we should be very careful of all the superstitious beliefs, or that this month is a month like being unlucky or anything. And fortunate will be those people who arrange nikahs in this marriage. And break it completely, be strong. And that we break this rusumat and all these false ideologies, we break them completely. Very important also now is the reports that we get in a certain province where they say it's more prevalent that these various types of therapies that people are going for. And in there, they are going like for retreats also. And the woman all going on their own. And they tell the man, the husband, clearly that we don't need your permission. They are already brainwashed to that extent. And the husband can do nothing. And they say we are all women who are going. And they're going to foreign places for retreats. And all this, the analysis which the ulama did, that they are, all these things are just given Muslim names. All the Islamic names. But behind it is the Torah and the books of the Jews, the books of the Hindus, the books of the Buddhists. They take you into all the, into Satanism. Satanism today is still hidden, but it is very rife. And it is amongst the, a lot amongst the people. Satanism is in the games that little children play on the PlayStation. There is Satanism in there. Satanism in that comic strips that come. Hey, we just think putting the children and amusing them with that. There's Satanism in there. Satanism, the effort they are making, we can't believe. So anyway, this was an occasion that we should try and enlighten ourselves and be very wary and careful of our human folk, of all the members of the family also. What they are doing, where they are going, what is happening. Today, a lot of wrong things are happening right under our nose. And as we can't see our nose, we don't see these things happening right under us. So we have to be very careful. Our iman is not only our tahajjud, our du'as, but be aware also of qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves also and your family also from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, but safeguard us, and we don't have to get so worried also. Easiest thing is that we follow sunnah. Sunnah is our protection from everything. If we follow the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there is nobody and nothing that can interfere with us. Where we slip up, that is where they get in. And that is when we start facing problems. So try and make our mission of life to follow the sunnahs of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is our complete protection. And of course, the sunnahs teach us the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We fulfill all the commandments and staying away from all haram and all sins. We stay away completely. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We should always make dua for our marhumeen and for us who are living also. They are gone. They are safe from the calamities of this world now. We are still, and what's coming day by day or minute by minute, new calamities that are coming. How do we protect ourselves? That keep company with the pious, with righteous people, those people that our heart tells us they will guide us towards righteousness. And then from there, of course, we have to lead up and link up and see that we are getting linked up to sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We are being made aware of that, and the pure, beautiful deen of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should bring that, and then we will get saved from all this. And like going through that terrible jungle, we will go through it safely. And we will have picked up all the diamonds also, and we'll come out there with all this. May Allah bless us with this reality and make it easy for us.